Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, Gravy Day. Brewers going for a sweep against the White Sox and trying to hand them their 11th consecutive loss. Freddy Peralta and Nick Nastrini, the starting pitching matchup. It was not Freddy's sharpest start. He needed 43 pitches to get through the first inning. He allowed two runs on three singles and a walk, but he would lock it in from there. The 43 pitches, though, would hamstring the rest of his outing. Brewers already down 2-0 early in this one, and a two-out rally would form in the second. A single by Joey Ortiz, it was the first hit of the game for the Brewers. Next up, with two strikes, Jake Bowers.
3-2 delivery. Ortiz rung, swinging a liner to right in the corner. Base hit. Extra bases for Bowers. Here comes Ortiz. He's going to score, and the crew is on the board.
Just like that, Bob Uecker on the call. They weren't done in the inning. The next batter, Gary Sanchez, was hit by the first pitch he saw. So two men on, two men out for Jackson Churio.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Churio. And the Brewers get three.
Bob Uecker's call for Churio. That snapped a streak of 0 for his last 21 with runners in scoring position, and you blink and the Brewers use a two-out rally to take a 4-2 lead. However, Paul DeJong would hit a home run off of Freddie in the fourth inning. That would be not only the last run allowed by Freddie, but the last hit, the only hit he had allowed outside of that first inning today. He settled things down to complete five innings on 97 pitches. The middle innings, the Brewers' offense also went quiet again. We picked things up, though, in the top of the eighth. The Brewers' bullpen, Kevin Hergett, was great, but then he came back out for a third frame. He walked the first two batters he faced. First and second, nobody out. They go to Enoli Paredes. Enoli's first pitch was popped out of the mitt of William Contreras. Pinch runner Zach Remillard got greedy.
Four appearances, nothing. Squaring the bunt, pulling a back ball, gets away from Contreras, trying to get the third. Here's the throw, and it is in time. Oh my goodness, what a mistake from Remillard, who just got brought into the ball game.
He was out there to run, and he runs himself into an out. So Lopez, though, goes from bunting to swinging, and he rips a ground rule double to right center field. That might have saved the Brewers, because if that ball hits the wall, Pham would have had a chance to score from first. Instead, he has to stop at third. So one out, runners on second and third, and Corey Jolks the batter.
Infield's up, pitch swung on, popped up. Left field, Yelich is coming in. Tagging at third is Pham. Here's the catch from Yelich. The throw to the plates all the way through. The tag, got him at home! Wow! From the outhouse to the penthouse. And the Brewers end up allowing nothing.
It only took three pitches for Enoli to escape that jam, thanks to the caught stealing and thanks to the double play. We've already talked about the extracurriculars with Tommy Pham. William Contreras just ran back to the dugout. No big deal. But the Brewers were still only up by a run. They needed some insurance. Well, it was the eighth inning, so who are you going to call? Gary Sanchez.
Here comes Brevia. Line drive, shallow center. Down! Base hit. Two runs will score. Ortiz stops at third. Sanchez with two strikes delivers again for Milwaukee.
Three hits in the inning, including a walk, and Gary with two outs and two strikes got the job done to make it 6-3, which was the final score. Enoli Paredes shut things down in the ninth. A two-inning save, his first ever big league save. Freddie earned the win, and it's a sweep over the White Sox and a happy flight on to Philadelphia.